This is Passport to Texas. All Texans deserve reasonable access to coastal fishing opportunities, regardless of their physical abilities.
This is Texas, and Texans love to fish, and we want to make sure that everybody can fish.
Jim Sudam, press secretary to Texas General Land Office Commissioner Jerry Patterson, says mobility-impaired Texas anglers shouldn't let concern over beach access stop them from casting a line in Gulf waters.
Some people may be intimidated to think that it would be harder to access the beach if they have a disability, but I think if they look at how most Texans get onto the beach, that you can just drive right up and find a nice spot. It's really very easy.
Although the Americans with Disabilities Act doesn't apply to the coast, Sudam says the state follows its accessibility guidelines because it's the right thing to do.
It's important in the mix for us when we're looking at a city's beach access plan that we make sure that there is adequate vehicular access as well as pedestrian access. Also, we work to funnel grant monies to areas that will provide special ADA dune walkovers. That's an important part of the mix. And we've put those in Surfside and in Sea Rim State Park, some of the more popular parks in Texas for fishers.
Find the Texas Beach and Bay Access Guide on the Texas Parks and Wildlife website. The Sport Fish and Wildlife Restoration Program supports our series, providing funding for the operations and management of Texas State Fish Hatcheries. For Texas Parks and Wildlife, I'm Cecilia Nasty.